Do you feel like you're happy with who you are? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There have been seasons in my life where I feel so sure of who I am. Especially in this last season, I feel like I really found myself. But lately, I've been feeling myself slip again. Who am I? Am I proud of who I am? Who or what is my identity rooted in? Usually I start asking these questions when the answers are either not clear or not God. Maybe I'm rooting myself in my job, or maybe I'm making some decisions or harboring some attitudes that I'm just not proud of. Who are you? Do you know? Well, either way, that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo, Not a Mistake, by Hannah Howe. Who am I? This question is one we wrestle with throughout our lives, and it's an important one to ask, because much of what we do flows from who we believe we are. Here's the thing, though. We can't answer this question without God, and thankfully, He provides the answer in His Word. Take a look. God created human beings, and He did so out of love. Genesis 1:26 says that God made us in His image, and He trusted us with the important job of caring for His creation. Furthermore, if we are in Christ, Ephesians 2:10 says we are God's masterpiece. We are created anew in Christ Jesus, and God has given us good and purposeful work to do. Have you ever thought of yourself as God's masterpiece? How amazing to think that God created each of us purposefully, crafting us to be unique and wonderful. Yet oftentimes, we don't realize how valuable we truly are. As we go through life in a world broken by sin, we are bombarded with lies about ourselves. Lies that say we're not worthwhile, not capable, not lovable. As we're confronted with our own sins and shortcomings, we may even start to believe our very existence is a mistake. But God knows the truth about us. He made us, and so He's the only one qualified to tell us who we are and what we're worth. The fact is, we are so precious to God that He came to be with us. The second person of the Trinity, the Father's only begotten Son, became human and lived among us. It was worth it to Him to pay the ultimate price to save us from sin. Jesus was willing to lay down His life so that we could be forgiven, brought near to God, and made new. So now, as people who've put our faith in Jesus, we can rest in God's love for us. And because the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with His love, we can rejoice in the ways He has made us, using both the natural abilities and the supernatural gifts He has given us to express our love for God and for the people around us. And whenever we find ourselves struggling with lies about who we are and what we're worth, we can turn to Jesus. He will remind us that we are His priceless work of art. God doesn't make mistakes. He makes masterpieces. So what thoughts are going through your mind right now? When you struggle to see yourself as God sees you, who are trusted Christians who can remind you of what God says about you in His Word? How can you be this kind of friend to others? As you and I can read in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1:26-31, Psalms 119:73, 139:14, and Ephesians 2:1-10 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? If so, head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a science fiction adventure with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.